قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، لا سيما بقية الله، ولعنة الله على عداهم عاد الله من يوم هذا لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء، سنكتب ما قالوا وقتلهم أنبياء بغير حق ونقول ذوقوا عذاب الحريق. صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. We are continuing the commentary on Surah Ali Imran. And the verse I recited was the verse number 181. Allah has certainly heard the statements of those who said, "Verily Allah is poor and we are rich." We shall record what they state, and they are slaying the prophets unjustly. And we will say, "Test the torment of burning." This verse came after when the verse came in Quran Hakim in Surah Baqarah. Man zalali yukhriz Allahu qarzan hasna. Who is the one who will give Allah the goodly loan? When this verse came, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a letter to the Jewish community, and he invited them to performing prayers and paying alms and giving loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the agents of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took that letter to the Baitul Madaris of Jewish community, and there was a preacher there whose name was Fanhas. Fanhas, when he read that letter of Prophet where Allah asked to give goodly loan, this man said, "If your statements are true, it should be said that Allah is poor and we are rich. For if we were not poor, he would have not asked her for loan." And further he said, Prophet, he said, Astaghfirullah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam believes Allah has prohibited you from usury while he himself promised you interest and increase of the wealth of giving charity. He was such an arrogant man. And he showed his arrogance by saying that Allah is poor and we are rich. You know, because Jewish community has always been rich. And at that time they were also rich and believers were poor. And that's what our Aimat Arin said, that he dared to say that word because he saw that Prophet's followers were mostly poor and the Jewish community was rich. So he was so short-sighted that he said that your God is poor, so you are poor. If he was not poor, you would not have been poor. He was so short-sighted. So then he just said that Allah is poor and we are rich. He was such an arrogant man. Now there is a more detail about the commentary on this verse. When Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Allahumma salam wa alayhi Muhammad," this is a deeper explanation. They are those who think that Imam is in need of what they bring to him. Ya Allah. That if somebody think that Imam is in need of our homes, they belong to same category where what the Jewish people said, that they are in our need. They are in our need. Neither Allah is in our need, nor our Imam is in our need to get our money. It's just for testing and trials. Now, just think about this verse. لَقَدْ سَمِيَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَا. Ya Allah, do we feel Allah's presence here, holy presence? That Jewish man said, and Allah replied in the Quran Hakim right there. Who was Sami'ul Alim? We always hear that he is the hearer and knower. But in this verse, we see that he is Sami'ul Alim. That here the Jewish man said, and here Allah started talking about it. We see Allah is so great here. So now Allah says what further? That Allah has heard that Allah is poor and we are rich. Allah says, we will record that they stayed and they are slaying the prophets unjustly. And we will say, taste the torment of burning. Allah says, سَنَّقْتُبِ مَا قَالُوا وَقَتْلَ مَعَنْبِيَا بِغَيْرِ حَقِّمْ وَنَقُولُ ذُوقُ وَعَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. We'll write it down. And what they have killed the prophets unjustly. And we'll tell, taste the burning. Now, these are two different things. Saying Allah that is poor is one thing, but slaying prophets is a different thing. This is explained by our sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. There was between those who uttered this word and those who killed prophet a gap of 500 years. But Allah attached to them the crime of murder because they were pleased with what they, means their ancestor, had done. So there was a difference between, there are centuries of difference that who killed prophets and who this man who was Fanas said about Allah being poor was difference of centuries. But Allah connected both in one verse because these people were agreeing what they said. Now we have to remember our position. We said in Ziyarat Imam Hussain that we wish we were with you, Imam. That's how it is. That when we know that when our 12th will come and take the revenge of Imam Hussain's murder, the revenge would be with the one who are in the ideology of Yazid. They stand with Yazid. The revenge will be taken. The one who will be supporting the ideology of Yazid when Imam comes. We pray to Allah that we will be in the camp of Imam Hussain alayhi salam when Imam Zama comes. That we agree with Imam Hussain ideology. And we will be with Imam inshallah. The ideology is a matter, not the time is not the matter. Now the question comes. سَنَّقْتُ بِمَا قَعَلُوا. We'll record it down. سَنَّقْتُ بِمَا قَعَلُوا. Allah will write it down. وَنَقُولُ زُوْخُ عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And we'll tell to test the burning. This is the justice system. ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّمِ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah explained the burning. Allah says, why I'm going to burn them? Why I am recording it? Allah explained next verse. This is for what your hands have sent on ahead. On ahead. Bima qaddamat aydikum. Have sent on ahead. Bima qaddamat aydikum. Your hand has sent it. Of course, Allah is not in least unjust to the servants. Allah says, this is for what your hands have sent on ahead. Of course, Allah is not the least unjust to the servants. Allah is showing his system of justice. Allah is showing that whatever your hands have said, I'm going to give you the zuqu azab al hariq. I'll burn you because what your hand has said, wa anna la laysa bi zallamin lil abid. Allah is not least unjust to the his servants. It's all our actions, brothers and sisters. What we do, they're waiting for us on judgment day. If we are sinning, the punishment is there. If we are doing good deeds, the reward is there. We will see all that when we go to Alam Barzakh. Everything will come in the form of shapes. Our sin will come in the form of shapes. Our good deeds will come in the form of shapes. We seek Allah's refuge for us sinning. We should pray to Allah. Allah, guide us not to sin. Our first prayer, guide us not to sin. Help us. Help us that we don't sin. Because once we start sinning, our hands start sending the sins. Allah. Alladhina qalu inna Allaha ahid ilayna alla nu'minu li rasuli hatta yatina bi qurbanin taqluhun nar. Qul qad ja'akum rusulun min qabli bil bayyinati bil ladhi qultum falima qataltumuhum in kuntum sadiqin. Allahu Akbar. Those who said, verily Allah has covenanted with us not to believe in any messenger until he brings us an offering which fire will consume. Say, indeed, messengers came unto you before me with miracles and with that which you have spoke of. Why then did you kill them if you are so truthful? الذين قالوا ان الله عهد الينا. The one who said that Allah has taken us covenant. They don't believe in messengers till they bring the offering which fire consumes, eats. قُلْ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَةِ بِالَّذِي قُلْتُمْ فَلِمَ قَتَلْتُمُهُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So say that the prophets came before you with clear signs, and what do you say about? Means to bring a offering to be consumed by the fire. Then why did you kill them if you were the truthful ones? I think I will explain better now, right? I'm going with this verse slowly, inshallah. This verse came because of the Jewish and the people of the book and the mushrikeen. They were defiant, arrogant. They didn't want to believe prophet at any cost. So because of the arrogance, they said that Allah has taken covenant with us that we will not believe in any messenger till they bring a Qurban, a sacrifice which fire comes from heaven and burn it and eat it up. They were arrogant. They wanted to do this miracle. Because the prophet will bring you only in this miracle. When we bring this, when you show this miracle, that you bring a Qurban, a sacred offering, and fire comes from heaven and eat it up, then we'll believe you are a prophet. So Allah says, say them that prophets came before you with clear signs. And billadhi khultum is what? What do you say about? Means prophet came with a clear sign. What is the meaning of billadhi khultum? And what do you say about? What do you say about? They bring a offering which fire consume. So prophets came, say that prophets came before you with clear signs. And what do you say about? Means the same miracle. What do you talk about? They brought the same miracle. فَلِمَا قَتَلْتُمُهُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Then why did you kill them if you were the truthful ones? Because they came before with the same miracle and you did not believe them. Not only that, but you didn't believe any clear signs. Why did you kill them? Means Allah is saying that a prophet, if you bring up that kind of sign, they will not believe you. Because the prophets brought those signs and other signs, but they killed them. So don't think that if that I give you that miracle, they will believe you. They will not. فَلِمَا قَتَلْتُهُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Why did you kill them? These are the truthful ones. Because when arrogance comes, nothing happens. At the Pharaoh, when Pharaoh was there were 9 signs Allah showed to Pharaoh. 9 signs. He didn't believe anything. Because Allah sealed the heart of the arrogant people. When arrogance sits in the heart, no sign will avail you. Allah consoles prophet and next verse. For in kazzubuka faqad kuzibu rasulun min qablika jaahum al-bayyinat وَالزُّبْرِ وَالْكِتَابِ الْمُنِيرِ. Allah consoles prophet in this verse. Because prophet was belied all the time. So Allah says in this verse, translation is this. Then if they reject you, messenger before you have been already rejected. Well, they came even with the clear arguments and Psalms and the enlightening books. Because prophet was rejected, Allah consoles prophet. فَإِنْ كُذِبَ فَقَدْ كُذِبَ رَسُولٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ جَاءَهُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ وَالزُّبُرُ وَالْكِتَابُ الْمُنِيرُ. If you are rejected, the prophets come before you. جَاءَهُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ. They came with clear sign. وَالزُّبُرُ. What is zubri? Means Psalms, means Sahifa, books. وَالْكِتَابُ الْمُنِيرُ. The enlightening books. What were the enlightening books? Torah, Gospel. They brought all these books. They brought the clear signs. But still they were rejected. So Allah is consoling Prophet that if they rejected you, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were rejected too before you. They brought bil bayyinati wa zubri wal kitab al munir. They brought the clear signs. Well, zubri means Psalms, books, and enumerating books like Torah and Gospel. Please recite on Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Allah consoles. Again, كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وادخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Allah says everyone tastes death and verily you will be paid in full your reward on the resurrection day. Then whoever is delivered from the fire and admitted into paradise, he indeed is a prosperous. And the life of this world is not but a provision of deception. Allah preaches us. Kullu nafsin zayaqatul maut. Every living has to die. Any living, not even a human being, everybody should die. Wa innama tuwaffawna ujurukum yawm al-qiyamah. We'll be paid fully on the day of yawm al-qiyamah. On the day of judgment, we'll be paid fully. Now, commentator has said that this verse also shows barzakh. Because here Allah says that I'll pay you fully on the day of judgment. So barzakh is partial payment. It shows the partial payment of barzakh. I'm quoting Mizan here. That partial payment will be done in the barzakh for the believers and sinners. But on the judgment day will be the full payment for eternal bliss or eternal punishment. We seek Allah's refuge from His punishments. We pray to Allah right here. Allah, we seek refuge from a punishment. So now what is the success? What Allah is saying? What is the success about? فَمَنْ زُحْسَهِقْ أَنِ النَّارِ وَذْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَارْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. We pray to Allah. What Allah says, then whosoever is delivered from the fire and admitted into paradise, he indeed is prosperous. فَقَدْ فَارْ, prosperous. And the life of this world is not but the provision of deception. Allahu Akbar, we seek. Our first prayer should be, oh Allah, save us from your hellfire. Allah says in this verse first about the punishment, saving from the fire. فَمَنْ زُحْسِهِ عَنِ النَّارِ. Means saving from the fire. وَأُدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَاز. Now, I'll go with the hadith which comes from Imam Ali alayhi salam, that when Prophet passed away and Elizabeth were crying in the house, a voice come for their consolation. And it was Khidr alayhi salam who was saying, and please listen carefully what Khidr said to the Ahlul Bayt, Tahirin, because they were sad, and the voice come, peace be upon you, O people of house, and mercy of Allah and His blessings. Every soul has to taste of the death, and you will only be paid fully your reward on resurrection day. Indeed, there is an Allah's consolation for every misfortune and successor of everyone who dies and overtaking everything that is lost. Therefore, in Allah put your trust and to Him attach your hope, because afflicted is he who is deprived of reward. That's all about the life is. Wait for the reward on the judgment day. Paid fully, fully. And who is the afflicted one? Who is deprived of the reward on judgment day. That is the deprived one. Prophet says, Allahumma sallam wa alayhi Muhammad, verily a place in the garden to put a whip of one of you in is better than the world and all that is in it. Ya Allah. Just put a small space in garden fire is better than the whole world. Because at least it's safe from the fire first of all. فَمَنْ زُحْسِهِ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. We enter in the paradise. Is it? We pray to Allah right now. We have to keep praying to Allah. Allah save us from the fire. Oh Allah, بِحَقِّ هَذِ الْقُرْآنِ عَلَى الْبَيْتِ. Save us from the fire. And enter the paradise. We keep praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah. Now what? But you think to enter paradise that easy? Allah says in the next verse, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًى كَثِيرًا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Ya Allah, to enter paradise that easy? Allah is saying, certainly you will be tried in your wealth and your own self. And certainly you will bear much abuse from those who were given the book before you and from those who are idolaters. And if you preserve patiently and act piously, then that is indeed a determining factor in affairs. Allahu Akbar. The commentary is like that. When believers left Makkah and went to Medina, their property in Makkah was usurped by mushrikeen. That's how they lost their money. And when believers settled down in Medina, there was a Jewish community who were making fun of believer women. They are making some songs and poems just to disgrace them. One of their leaders was Ka'b ibn Ashraf. So when Prophet came to know that the believer women were belittled by him, they were made fun of it, Prophet issued decree to him to be killed. This is the pain what Allah says, you will be certainly tried with your wealth and life. And you will certainly hear from the people of book before you and mushrikeen, lot of pain. Adhan kathira. You will hear a lot of painful words. وَإِنْ تَزْبِرُوا تَدَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلَكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورُ. If you keep patience and do patwa, taqwa, فَإِنَّ ذَلَكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورُ. Those are the indeed are determining factor in affairs. It was at that time. What about today's time? Same thing. We have to take example from Quran for today's society. We have to always take example of Quran in our society. We have to connect Quran to our daily living. We cannot separate Quran for the Prophet time and just leave Quran at that time and no, don't take lesson. Then that means we are not seeing Quran in our time, because the Quran is from the time of Prophet till Judgment Day is applying the verses. Today we have Islamophobia. In Islamophobia, what we hear that? We hear all bad things about Muslims. A propaganda on the media just to talk bad about Muslim. Give them adhan kathira. We are hearing a lot of painful things. They are terrorists. Muslims are terrorists. No good word. A woman goes with a hijab. These women are getting made fun by other people. The people of that they are like this, they are like that, they are like that. We have to bear this. We have to bear this and keep patience. And we have to take lesson from these verses too. That if that is happening, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah is putting us in the line of the Prophet's time, believers. We should thank when hardship comes. Because this hardship Allah chose for the one who He loves. Didn't we hear the verse? Inna Allah faqirun wa nahnu aghniya. We heard about it. Allah, faqir, because believers were poor at that time. Those Jews were rich. Today we see most of the believers being poor. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah chose us to be poor because there was a wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are getting hardship. It is wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Because the believers were tortured at that time. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We are okay with that. Allahu Akbar. وَإِذَا خَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَ فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَاشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَبِئْسَ مَا Yashtaroon. And when Allah took a place from those who were given the book, you shall certainly make it known to people and shall not hide it. But they cast it behind their backs and took a small price for it. Then how bad is what they purchase? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the covenant from people of book at the time when Torah was revealed and the Injil was revealed. That whatever is in the book, you will tell people. Latu bayyinannahu linnasi. Wala taktumuna. You will explain to people and not hide it. For namazu, wara zuhurihim washtaru bihi thaman qalila. They threw it back and got a small prize. For biksaba yashtarun. Then how bad is what they purchase? That's what they did. Because of this verse, we have millions of people who are misguided in the world. Christian community, Jewish community, Zoroastrian community. They don't talk about the reality of Islam. The signs of Prophet were written. There are so many signs and so many verses of Prophet explaining our Prophet in Torah and Injil, which were hidden by them. And because they hired it just to make them going in their business. So they got some popularity and business going. But that price is small price for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Yashtrubhi thamanan qaleela. It's a small price. What you got it? For big sama yashtaroon. How bad it is what you purchase. For big sama yashtaroon. Because you had it. And because of that, we see so many people misguided in the world. And not knowing Islam, not accepting Islam. And going through Islamophobia. But here I say again, we say again that these verses come also for the scholars of Islam. If they had Allah's verses in Quran, and which is happening many places, not showing the verses of Tawheed, not showing the verses of Qiyamah, not showing the verses of Azab, and they just recite something good just to please crowd, they are just like the one who are hiding other verses. And that's why we see so many divisions among even our community. People have different ideology. Why different ideology come? Why we have different ideology? Because the verses of Quran are not being recited the way it should be recited. If the verses were recited the way they should be recited, we would have only one ideology. Not many ideology. The ideology of Tawheed, which Imam Zama is that ideology. Imam is waiting for that ideology. The Quran can spread. So every believer have a same ideology, not different ideology. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Quran spreads. So all of us have one ideology, the Quranic ideology, in the light of the community of Ahlul Bayt, Tayyibin, Tahirin, Pili, Sayyid, and Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. La ahtasaban al-ladina yafalhuna bima atawb wa yuhibbuna ay yuhmadu bima lam yafalu. فلا تحسبنهم بمفاتة من العذاب ولهم عذاب أليم. Allah says further down, Allahu Akbar. This how we know Tawheed. How Allah talks, that's how Allah talks. See, we want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only through the Quran. Now we have to ponder this verse. Do not think those who rejoice in what they have done and love to be praised for what they have not done. So do not think that they would be safe from the punishment. And they will have a painful torment. Let me go over this verse slowly, inshallah. It's a complicated verse. I'll recite translation a couple of times. Because it took me a long time to understand this verse. Do not think those who rejoice what they do. Do not think who get happy what they do. And love to be praised what they have not done. Don't think that they will be safe from the punishment. And for them is painful punishment. So there are two steps that they want to rejoice what they have done. And what they have not done, they love to be praised for that. Don't think that they will be safe from the punishment. They will have a painful punishment. So there are three categories of people. One are the Ahlul Bayt, who says they do everything for sake of Allah. La nuridu minkum jazaa wa la shakura. We don't desire from you either reward or thank. Those are the highest class. They are the highest class. One is the second class, who are like sinners and good doers. You know, they are in the middle. But one is the hypocrites. That's verses for them. Who are these hypocrites? They don't do good at all. And they think they should be praised for it, which they have not done it. What they do, they think they have done very good. Whatever little they did, they think they have done very good. Whatever little they did, they think they have done very good. But what they have not done it, they are allowed to be praised for that. That's the worst for them. You see a lot of people like this, you know. That president of the trust, and this big one, these are the chairman of the mosque. And what they have not done, they want to be praised for that. And what they do is not much. Hypocrisy. And when you go and see their houses, their family, you see nothing but hypocrisy. But they want to be the chief. Because they want to be praised. We ask Allah's refuge, us not to be with them. Allah save us from that kind of character. We should be so humble about it. And we should be always fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should not fall for any praise for anybody. لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. We don't want anybody's thanks or praise. We hope for Allah's pleasure. May Allah give ikhlas in our deeds. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And to Allah belongs the sovereignty of heavens and the earth. And Allah is all-powerful over all things. Here in this verse, Allah is showing His power and majesty. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah is showing His kingdom is on the heaven and earth. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And Allah is all-powerful over all things. Allahu Akbar. In this verse, Allah shows His fear and His majesty. And there is hope for believer in this verse that if believer follows Allah's rules and obligations, Allah guides him to the straight path. And if there is a hypocrisy there, Allah will misguide him towards the hellfire. That's how it is. We see that we read the verse about لا تحزن الذين يفرحون بما أعطوا. We see the example of Yazid Malun. When we read this verse about hypocrisy, we see Yazid Malun on the top list. What was Yazid? He used to drink liquor. He used to kill innocent people. On one hand, he was doing the bad deeds, and still he wanted to be called the leader of Muslim. That character of Yazid we see in today's world in a lot of kingdoms. They kill innocent Muslims in kingdoms and they still want to be called the leaders of Muslims. The same character we see today. We seek refuge from that characteristics. That is the character of Yazid. This is the character of the top hypocrisy. Then we go to this verse again. لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. We will certainly try you in wealth in yourself. Who is being tried in wealth and yourself, we are seeing a lot of believers being punished in Bahrain, in Iraq, all over the world. Allah is testing them. In the name of Ahlul Bayt, they are being tested. But who was tested most? We see Imam Hussein being on the top list where Allah tested with him. Amwalikum anfusikum. He is the Sayyid al-Shuhada who was tested the most. When he gave everything, Allah tested him and raised his station too high to make him the prince of the paradise. I will go back to the last verse. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. We see that the kingdom belongs to Allah and Allah is powerful over all things. We see that the مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, this mulk and this kingdom, Allah's kingdom, who saw Allah's kingdom? His friend saw the last kingdom. Ibrahim alayhi salam saw the last kingdom. Allah said that I'll show you my signs in my kingdom. Allah raised his station so high that he started seeing the signs of Allah's kingdom because he was Allah's friend. Allah tested him. Allah showed him the arsh from here. Allah showed the noor of Ahlul Bayt. Allah showed him other noor who was going around Ahlul Bayt, which was Shia of Ahlul Bayt. And he said, Allah, I want to be also Shia of Ahlul Bayt. That is the position Allah showed the mulk. Allah showed the mulk to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because Allah, wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir, Allah took Ibrahim alayhi salam to that level. We see same kind of thing with the company of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Allah guided him to the level. Hur, who was deviated. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah took him to the level of the companion of Imam alayhi salam. And Zuhair, who was not with the Imam, Allah took him towards Imam. Allah is kind. And what happened at the night of Ashur, that the kingdom came to them, مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. Imam took them, the companion, Allah, وَاللَّهُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. I'll show you tonight your position in the paradise. And he started showing everybody the position of paradise. وَاللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah took them. We prayed to Allah. Allah, you took us, you take us with the Imam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.